For those of you that I haven't met personally, my name is Allie. I would like to share with you how I came to trust God and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I was born in Northern Ontario to parents, non-Christian parents, who struggled a lot. There was addiction and depression that was present in our family. I grew up thinking that unhealthy and sinful things were normal. Love was mostly absent. I was on my own at 18, and I was not equipped to look after myself. I was very afraid. Fear motivated most of my decisions, which were usually poor. Bad decisions led to shame. Although I wanted to be a good person, I really didn't know how. My life often felt meaningless and empty. And I began searching for answers. Buddhism, New Age, Hinduism, they all hit my reading list. Some of my behaviors improved. Fear and shame started slowly to move to the background in my life. I thought it was all because of me, my reading, my spiritual growth. And I didn't realize at the time, but I had a new companion, pride. In 2004, I moved to Saskatchewan. I lived in a small town outside of Regina, and I found a job in the city. To cope with debilitating anxiety and panic, I would say the Lord's Prayer, which I had been taught in school, every day on the drive into work. I began attending church in the town where I lived. The acceptance of the congregation astounded me. I had never experienced acceptance. I chose to be baptized. Then God gave me another gift, my husband Gary. I experienced unconditional love for the first time. We got married, our lives got busy, and within a couple of years, I left the church. I didn't understand how Jesus works in our lives when we invite him in. My roots were not deep. In the busyness, I forgot about God. He provided, he guided, he gave gifts, and I didn't even say thank you. Fast forward a few years. I'm in a different job, experiencing challenges. I speak out against bullying, and I'm pushed out of the organization. In my anger, I take a job that's not suited to my skills. I get sick. In my need, I turn to God. By his grace, I heal quickly. I settle into a new job. And I get busy again. And again, I didn't say thank you. He did not forsake me. He was working to bring things for good. A Christian friend was praying for me. I began to read Christian books. My friend taught me how to pray and listen for the Holy Spirit. I found First Baptist, a welcoming community. Yes, a place to belong, where I could walk with other believers and grow in my faith and the knowledge of Scripture. All the years of trying to fill my life with things except God, bad decisions, the fear, shame, pride, so many sins. I repented and I asked for forgiveness. I forgave others. Finally, I said, God, please drive the bus, your will and not mine. Jesus, I relinquish my rights to you. There is nothing too big for God to handle or too small for him to be interested in. God's grace changed me. I needed to believe, trust, and obey. In his mercy, he continues to transform me. And now I thank him.